This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Tour de France, a pocket knife, and cockfighting.
We have we'll have to get to Pat's challenge coming up here in a few minutes, but we return to the sports desk.
I thought we already did the swimming challenge.
Yeah, that was the first hour.
Are you going to pick another?
Pat has to pick it. I gave
pick another
choices.
Artist. Okay.
We got yoga.
Can
we
I
got
cheat?
Hand grenades. No, you can't cheat. It's got to be a Billy Joel song.
Like, okay.
You're going to pair
okay.
it.
Okay, so like, it's not a different.
Can we talk about what we're doing later today here on the show? We're having a thing done because I could do a song about that. We're having a thing done.
A flu shot.
Flu shots.
Yeah, I could do a Billy Joel thing for that.
Okay, sure.
Is that okay? It's kind of like cheating.
No, it's not. That's fine.
Hey, remember this woman? She caused the massive Tour de France bicycle crash. Well, she's set to go on trial. At the end of the race's first day this past June, 31-year-old French woman was standing on the side of the road holding a large sign that clipped German rider Tony Martin. Yeah,
the rider needed to look out. She's just a fan.
Causing him to fall.
He's in a big pack. He had nowhere to go.
No. You need to watch out for things like that.
If I were the judge on this, I'd give her a tour to jail.
I think the spectators are part of the course. I think that's probably
exactly right.
One of the rules. As a result of Tony crashing, dozens of riders also crashed.
You wouldn't sue a tree branch, would you?
Yeah.
No, but a tree branch wouldn't jump out in front of you.
Yeah,
unlike in the Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Oak tree got in my way. Anybody know that lyric? Anybody? Okay, it's unbelievable.
With several...
Ace,
you know that one, right?
Yeah, that smell.
Ooh, that smell. Yeah, thank you very much.
Does anybody remember who Lynyrd Skynyrd was? Okay. Willie?
The Van Zants.
There you go. Several had to pull out of the race due to injuries in this crash. The woman, whose identity has been withheld...
No, she's awful.
Still...
Did you hear what she said?
She's been charged with endangering lives and causing unintentional injuries. Faces a fine of $17,000 and a year in the hoosegow.
Yikes. What does this lady have to say?
Let them eat pavement, which I think is just such an aristocratic.
That's a little French history for you.
A little French Revolution joke for you there.
Let them eat pavement.
First, we had a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's the kind of variety this show presents. We go from Marie Antoinette or wherever the hell it was to Lynyrd Skynyrd. I love that song, Oak Tree. How'd you get him out?
I know.
Stupid world record.
And finally in sports, as I quietly walk away to have my breakdown. A cutlery store in Kentucky has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest pocket knife.
See, I would dispute this.
Will it still fit in the pocket?
Yeah. There isn't the definition of a pocket knife, a knife that will fit in your pocket.
According,
how big is this thing?
According to the News Enterprise, Jason Basham of Red Hill Cutlery in Radcliffe.
Basham? Damn near killed him.
Chandler. Earned the title with a pocket knife that measures 34 feet, 6 inches.
All right. Yeah. That's just a knife.
Oh, yeah, Paul Bunyan's pocket.
You think there are really giants, or there were giants like dinosaurs, like really giant people?
No.
I think we would have found evidence so far.
Well,
they wouldn't have been able to walk.
I still say I don't think.
Right, Earth's gravity.
How did the dinosaurs walk then?
Well, not for all that long. And they
had to sit down and rest a
lot. You know, physics or physics.
Oh,
there's a reason all the gymnasts are Damn 4 feet tall. Like I said, I'd like to see a gymnastics weight division over 250.
Oh.
Get one of those guys on a balance beam and watch it break in half.
Willie, I know Tom off the air has been talking about your vacation and possibly going skiing. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a suggestion.
Yeah?
This record-breaking pocket knife stands atop a 20-foot pedestal outside this building in Radcliffe, Kentucky. The building also houses the American Pocket Knife Museum.
Oh, my goodness.
You're saying maybe instead of going out to Colorado, we go to the American Pocket Knife Museum?
Yeah, I bet it's a cool stop when you're, you know, from going from point A to B, you make a little detour.
I've never been a pocket knife guy. My dad was a switchblade guy. He collected switchblades.
We used to play mumbly peg. I have stitches in this knuckle from cutting it off with my pocket knife once.
What? That doesn't sound like a you story at all.
That was a very daring youth.
Well, this is the scar mumbly peg related?
No. Mumbly peg, you're heaving it at your buddy's
feet.
Yeah,
I know. So,
no, that was just...
You made it sound like this injury was part of mumbly peg.
Have we decided what this game is called, where you splay your fingers out and put the knife in between them?
I think that isn't... Is that also mumbly peg?
I don't think so.
It's a very bad idea, though.
Have you ever done that, Josh?
I have, yeah.
In any event, the world's largest pocket knife. I guess it's fun.
I'd like to see it.
Do they sell pocket knives at the pocket knife museums? You at least have a reason to go?
I don't know.
I'd imagine there's a gift shop.
Yeah.
You don't carry a pocket knife.
Well, it sounds like this is for the store and the museum's attached, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's good. How big is it again? How many feet?
34 feet, Tom.
Try sneaking that into a concert.
Yeah, not gonna be able to.
Sneak it into a concert.
What's that guy's name? Paul Hogan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no, this is your pocket knife.
You know the pocket knives where they have the insert of the toothpick? Have you ever seen someone use a toothpick?
Swiss Army knife.
Sure. Yes, but have you seen someone use one of those? Do you ever use the toothpick in that thing?
No, not.
That seems so unsanitary. You pick your tooth, you put it right back in there.
They also have tweezers for some reason on the other side.
Do you have a Swiss Army knife over there?
Well, like a little baby keychain Swiss part.
Yeah, I've got one of those in my... Did somebody gift those to us? Because I've got one, too.
I think so.
Do you know what a Swiss Army knife is?
Yeah, it's got multi-functions.
It's got like scissors, tweezers.
Yeah, they've got your tweezer.
They've got your saw blade. You got your ramser. Many cases of people with their lives being saved by someone.
Genuine Hammerstein handle here.
Oh, very nice.
I'm a big fan.
I have a lot of trouble opening pocket knives, like... With my, I don't know what it is. So I have to, when I finally do get it open, then I couldn't get it closed because there's like a secret latch. And my brother's like, I can't close that for you. It's bad luck. So
what?
I wasn't aware of that. Apparently, if you open up a blade in a pocket knife,
it has to taste blood before you can close it.
Yes. Oh. And you've got to close it yourself.
But this, that's a knife.
That's a switchblade.
It's a comb, but that's a switchblade. That's the only knife to carry is a switchblade.
That's the finest switch comb I've ever seen.
This is amazing.
Chick went all out on that.
This has heft to it. I believe this is stainless. That's
what
I believe.
Scalp bleeder, they call it.
A what?
Scalp bleeder.
Oh, yeah.
You come with that. Your scalp's a bleeder.
Is that sports?
Yes, that's sports. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
I'll miss you, Chick. See you Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm out of here. Checking out.
What happened to
Chick?
There's different ways to check out.
I beat him for an hour and 10 minutes. I don't know what happened.
So, Pat, are we going to decide which Billy Joel song you're going to parody coming up this hour?
I'll do something about a flu shot.
Oh, that's this hour? Okay, good. Okay. Something about a flu shot from Billy Joel.
We're having him today, yeah.
Okay.
Your turn.
In the meantime... I've got a request for you also coming up, Pat.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Residents of a neighborhood in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, are worried that their roosters are being stolen for a cockfighting ring. Lynn Morgan told WPLG.
News on your side, victimless crime, cockfighting.
That she has noticed some of the neighborhood roosters have started to go missing.
Chupacabra.
Mm-hmm. One neighbor captured video of a man they believe is stealing the roosters, and Morgan claims she was threatened by a man she confronted about the missing birds.
Tom annoyingly has his hand raised as if he couldn't just blurt out whatever he wanted to say.
Yeah, anyway. This time he's not just blurting it like stuff out.
Okay, I have a different theory about this.
All right.
Someone stealing roosters, I'm not necessarily thinking it's for cockfighting, because aren't those specially bred roosters? And number one, I'm thinking it's one of her neighbors who would rather have breakfast than get awakened at 4:30 by a screaming rooster. Just a theory.
Not a it, I mean, I, yeah. Maybe they're like, hey, enough of the racket.
So how does that work? How does that rooster fertilizing an egg, how does that work? Are the eggs laying there and he comes by and squirts and they make baby chicks? What's going on there? Can you help me?
Wow, chick speaks just like a scientist.
Can you help me?
This is the squirting.
How do you think that that happens?
I don't know about chicken.
Well, you're
husbandry.
The scientist then. Tell me how it happens. Where do we get baby chicks from?
I don't know.
Do the rooster or the chicken do it? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
There's some kind of
how do they do it though? How many holes the chicken got?
Well, when two chickens love each other very much.
There's an egg chute. I know that.
Yeah, there's an egg chute.
And
all right.
There's a urinary tract.
And there's a poop chute.
there must also be a baby chute.
Is there a baby chute? Well, it's the egg chute, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See? There you go.
The babies are
what's
in
going
the
on there?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows their chick. I think
thank
it's a mystery.
You. No wonder we ask what came first, chicken or the egg. Nobody knows.
So anyways, this...
apparently the rooster comes.
Yeah, at least at some point. So the theory of this lady's claiming that someone's stealing their rando rooster...
Well, they have photos of it, yeah, or... Yeah,
but imagery. To be for cockfighting. Which is
right. Yes. Fort Lauderdale police said because they are neighborhood roosters, no crime is being committed. And so far, there has been no evidence of cockfighting in the neighborhood.
Oh, they don't even own them. The people complaining?
Yeah.
They're just neighborhood.
Yeah, they just walk around the neighborhood.
Oh. Just
they're good roosters. They're good roosters. No. They are.
I want to educate you here, Alzi, real quick.
Okay.
Groups of animals. These are so fascinating. a parade of elephants. A litter of puppies, you know that one. Mm-hmm.
A murder of crows.
A murder of crows, a swarm of bees, and do you know what you call a group of roosters?
No.
A cock ring.
Oh, who knew? Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is
no?
that right?
that works.
I'm sorry.
A cock ring.
A camp of bats.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, army of frogs. A bloat of hippopotami.
Oh. I like that one.
Aren't these great? A parliament of...
Funkadelic. Oh.
That's very funny.
A parliament of owls.
Hmm.
And a shiver of sharks. All fascinating. Right now...
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
You sound pretty down, Donnie.
Hello. It's my birthday, Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Why would you be down on your birthday, Donnie?
Well, at this point, I'd be better off skipping it. You know, no presents, no cards, letters, not even a knockoff Whitman sampler so far.
Well, it's early.
It's still early.
And, of course, Christy Lee don't care. I'll give her the ultimate gift, put a baby in her. And on the most sacred of days, she's off galvanizing on some cruise ship with her side piece.
She's galvanizing somewhere.
Yes, I said it. I'm tired of beating off around the bush about it. Not to mention, every birthday gets you closer to being a man of a certain age. I mean, I got buddies here at work that claim at their age, birthdays are like boners. They only happen but once a year.
Oh, no.
And they don't even look forward to it. Never thought I'd have to worry about suffering from depression in my crouch. But I already tell the difference. I mean, 10 years ago, I used to wake up with more morning wood than Paul Bunyan's in a lumberyard. Roll out of bed, leave sawdust in the sheets. But now, I mean, I still get it, but sometimes it's only hard in the middle. Here's another thing I hate about birthdays. If somebody wishes you happy birthday, now you got to tell them thanks. I mean, even if they don't get you a present, instead they present you with a chore. You know? Why am I going to take the time to write back some fake letter saying, thanks for the warm birthday wishes that you only did to cover your ass, the next time we're at Benny's, I won't tell your old lady you've been out chasing local road beef. Swear to God. And yeah, I'm talking to you, Wade. Everybody knows you only show up at last call because that's the best time to go hogging, you know? Why should I spend all night buttering up Patty Ferguson with fried pickles and pucker shots when you're just going to swoop in like a buzzard and start poaching when the lights come on? He's what I call a dick bastard. Here's another thing I hate about birthdays. All these free lunch specials, you know, they make you feel desperate and pathetic. I mean, sure, you're going to give me a free one-trip salad because it's my birthday, but according to your mission statement, you also got to do the same if OJ walks in. So how's that special? But somehow it still works. Matter of fact, I bet you that's how we catch Brian Laundrie's. It won't be him hog-tied in some swamp with Dog the Bounty Hunter snapping selfies. I bet you $50 it'll be on his birthday at the Ruby Tuesdays. Swear to God. So, thanks for the entrapment. I gotta go.
Now, the Pat Godwin challenge has been laid down here at the Bob and Tom Show. Mm-hmm. The challenge was every hour, abuse a Billy Joel song. about something in the news. And in the news right now, the flu shot is back. You and I are getting them today, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And you say you have a Billy Joel tribute to the flu shot?
I do. Okay. Here we go.
Your head was stuck down in a toilet bowl. You said that you just had a cold. But after 5 full hours of throwing up, it finally got old. Then your butt exploded and your head's on fire. Stuff coming out of both ends. You should have listened and took the advice from all your friends. No, no, you didn't get your flu shot, did you? The $30 at CVS. You didn't get your flu shot, did you? And you shot it in your dress. You got yourself a nasty fever and dreams that keep you up all night. We're going to get influenza because you didn't get your flu shot, did you? I can't finish the song, okay, Tom. I got the flu.
A plus.
Very good.
A plus.
Your face got really red at the end.
Oh, I was acting.
Once again, our sincere apologies to Mr. Joel. I remain a big fan. That was great, Pat.
Thank you very much.
And, consult your scientific physician friends about the flu shot. And another thing to look into is the shingles vaccine. For those of you of a certain age, my dad had shingles, and he said it was worse than when he was in the iron lung with polio. Seriously, it was awful. So they've now got a double shot of shingles. So check it out. Talk to a doctor or someone in the medical community, perhaps someone who believes in science. Now, we have...
Did your dad have a threshold of pain, though? I mean...
What do you mean?
But yeah, like, if you stabbed him in the leg, you couldn't feel it, right?
Well, he could feel it, you incredible jackass.
No, I don't know.
You wad of ignorant scum.
That's one of the pluses of being in a chair, right?
When he went swimming, would you call it water polio?
don't laugh at that,
no, I'm just asking.
There's nothing about that that's funny.
Funny.
No, he loved swimming. That was one thing he was good at.
Oh.
They call him Bob.
Wouldn't the chair weigh him down?
Didn't they call him Bob?
I actually built him. I built him a special water wheelchair to get him in and out of the lake.
Oh, really?
What? God. I did, yeah.
And it went a little something like this. Yeah, I got to use this water wheelchair. He built it.
No, you couldn't get in and out of the water.
Wait, so and see.
It was, for all practical purposes, a very large wheelbarrow. I had to take part of it to a local shop to have it welded. It was quite
the thing. That's pretty cool.
It was fun.
Dad, get in the wheelbarrow. It's going to be fun today. Tommy.
Well, you think it's hard getting into an ice-cold Lake Michigan when you're walking in, and you can. But when you're in a wheelbarrow.
With, oh, jeez.
There was some screaming.
Yeah, that is chilly. That's like going in balls first.
Yeah. Oh, that's not, no. It is not like going in balls first.
Yeah, right.
You have absolutely nailed it. It was going in balls first.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.